Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gurr. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gurr Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three. One of the Republicans running for governor won't be spreading the word on YouTube because he has been banned for life. And apparently, Garrett Saldano is pretty happy about it. Number two, polling shows the hypothetical matchup between Governor Gretchen Whitmer and former Detroit Police Chief Craig gives the former officer a big lead if there is an election today. And number one, somebody please turn off the tap. Good Lord. Nothing but rain. Getting hit all over again. More rain, more rain, more rain, more problems. We'll get to all of that, but we're going to start here. We're going to start in Kent County, Grand Rapids. The public health officer in the Grand Rapids area said he is, quote, a victim of brute mob hatred. He said that's a result of what he's needed to do to protect people from the pandemic. He said that's the problem that he's facing. Kickback, pushback from the pandemic. Adam London telling county commissioners, woman tried to run his vehicle off the road in August after the mask order. He won't even be seen in public, he said, because of concerns about violence toward him. We'll see. Angry residents have expressed their disgust about the order at public meetings. County commissioners can't overrule London, by the way. There is a sickness in America, he says, far more insidious than COVID. He said that in an August 22nd email, 2 days after his mask order. The email reported by the Michigan Advance and pursued by other news organizations, I need help. My team and I are broken. I'm about done. I've done my job to the best of my ability. I've given just about everything to Kent County, and now I've given some more of my safety. If you want to fire me or censor me or pass a resolution condemning me, by all means, please proceed. The sheriff's office in Kent County, by the way, confirmed that he did call after he was apparently run off the road. I want you to know that I will not needlessly expose myself or my family, for that matter, to the brute mob hatred that is crudely evident in a vocal and energized minority. A pair of Republican lawmakers who have threatened to pull funding from the local health department because of the mask order, condemning the threats. Violence and threats of violence against public officials, unacceptable in civil society, said State Rep. Mark Heisinger of Walker. Tough time there. That's there you go. He's doing what he says he's supposed to do and being attacked for it. There it is. Adam London. Will he still be on the job? No idea. Here's some new polling that should surprise you a bit. Surprises me. It comes from the Trafalgar Group out of Georgia, releasing a new survey this week that puts Gretchen Whitmer behind former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, if there were a matchup in the race for governor today, 6 points behind. If Gretchen Whitmer and James Craig were the candidates for governor in the 2022 general election, for whom would you vote? The survey asked quite simply. Showing the former Detroit Police Chief leading the left-leaning governor by 6 points. Democrats comprised a greater portion of the respondents, 53%. To 35% Republican, independents 11.6%. This survey goes back a while, the 13th to the 15th of September, among 1,097 likely voters. The findings coincide with a pair of internal polls from the Craig campaign showing Whitmer and Craig neck and neck in the governor's race. John Yab, who handles the campaign, says it. The Chief Craig has built a massive lead in primary polling. Their internal polls also showed Tudor Dixon from West Michigan competing closely with Gretchen Whitmer. This all as we're on the eve of the Mackinac Island straw poll coming up this weekend. We'll see how that goes. Garrett Saldano. Garrett Saldano in the race for the Republicans as well. He has been banned, apparently, from YouTube permanently. Saldano is The man behind Unlock Michigan, of course, a chiropractor from Kalamazoo County, was told this week by YouTube that he has been banned because of severe or repeated violations of the company's community guidelines. Apparently, YouTube did not identify any specific violations. Some say that it's the right call, but I never agree with censorship. Dr. Farhan Bhatti, a family physician in Lansing and Michigan State lead for the Committee to Protect Healthcare Physicians, whatever that means, released a statement saying, "Physicians like me on the front lines continue to persuade adults and eligible children to take the safe, effective vaccine and wear masks. On top of caring for sick patients, we need all the help we can get to combat COVID-19 falsehoods." Like what? The vaccines work? They do reduce severe illness. But do the vaccines really work as we have been promised? The FDA now saying no to vaccines for people 16 and over, unless you're over 65 or have a severe health situation. They're not going to give it the green light, that's for sure. And just a terrible story. This is just another cautionary tale for you, all right? Despite spotty cell service in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, Alger County's 911 service municipal knew a call placed to the emergency line came from someone in obvious distress and from someone in the water. 8:30 p.m., dark. Lake Superior is so choppy the National Weather Service had issued a small craft advisory. The call pictured Rocks National Lakeshore Chief Park Ranger Joseph Hughes said kicked off an international rescue mission that ended in the recovery of two bodies. Two Michigan kayakers died in the cold and turbulent water. GPS location tracking showed the caller was in Lake Superior, the northerly Great Lake known for strong winds, of course, high waves, dangerous temperatures, particularly in the fall. That was true this past Thursday. When David Delgado and Kimberly Aiello, set out to paddle the pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. From Miners Beach, where they launched east of Munising, conditions likely appeared deceptively safe. The wind was coming from the south, so the cliffs sheltered and calmed the water near shore, but farther into the lake, gusts of wind as fast as 35 knots caused waves to build to 7 feet. The conditions were just absolutely the worst to go out on a kayak. High wind, big waves. It was deceiving because the wind's right next to the cliffs and the waves right next to the cliffs aren't as bad. Once you venture out a little bit, you're kind of committed, and we believe that's what happened here. Rescue crews who responded to the 911 call found Delgado dead miles from shore. Miles. An awful outcome. Know your conditions. Know your limitations. It's just damn heartbreaking is what it is. Heartbreaking. When we come back, Ron Rademacher, he adventures in the outdoors. He tends to be more careful. You should be as well. We'll talk about that straight ahead on The Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.